Hello? Can someone tell me where the infirmary is? I'm looking for someone, a male soldier, in a uniform similar to mine. Oh, thank you, doctor. Oh, you idiots! You're damn right you better be sorry! What were you thinking back there? This isn't funny! You almost died out there! The fact you made it out alive is nothing short of a miracle! What? Unnecessary risk? Unnecessary- No! Do not talk like you dying is something that needs to happen in order to protect us! What? Of course I'm crying. You almost died. Here you are, just acting like it's no big deal. What if the last time I saw you was you trying to sacrifice yourself? Just so the rest of us could escape. Reinforcements or not, you don't. No, you can't do that to me. Because I love you. And I would have never gotten to tell you. You heard me. I love you. I've always loved you. I tried to find some kind of flaw in you. Something that I could hate. Something I could use to push you away. Anything. Anything to just give me a reason to make me hate you. Because, well, you know our line of work. You get attached to people one day, and then you lose them on the battlefield the next. I didn't want to feel that. Not with you. So I just had to find some flaw that I could use just to keep myself from loving you. But every time I tried, you proved that you were just as perfect as I thought you were. And I just couldn't stop myself from falling for you. That's why I was always pushing you away. Look at you. Always trying to be a hero. And just look where it's gotten you. Tell me, just how many close calls are you going to have before your luck finally runs out? Hey, no. You need to lay down. You're not well and you need to... I'm fine. I don't need a hug. What? What do you have to do to make me feel better? I want you to lay down in bed and rest. You're going to reopen your wounds if you don't. Thank you. No, I know you're sorry. And, well, I'm sorry too. I'm I'm sorry for snapping at you. I really don't want to lose you. You and your dumb jokes. Hey, promise me something, though. Promise me at the end of all of this that you'll still be here with me. Please. Please. I'm begging you. Baby. Baby. Hey. Hey, wake up. Baby, you fell asleep at your desk again. Come on, it's late. Let's go to bed. Hey, before we go to bed, I just want to check on the kids. It'll be really quick, I promise. Just a second. Aw, look at them. They look so cute when they're asleep. They get their looks from their mother, huh? Trying to sweet talk me for a little midnight fun, are you? I would say yes, but it would ruin your birthday surprise next week. So, you'll just have to wait. Now come on. I need cuddles. Ah, finally. Peace and quiet. You know, I had a blast today. It was so much fun going to the beach and playing with the kids in the water and then lounging on the sand with you. And oh, honey, those ribs you made were just perfect. From now on, you are manning the grill every time we barbecue. Okay, baby? Is something on your mind, darling? Oh, you had a dream about when we were younger? What about? Oh, when I told you I loved you after you got hurt? Hey, I was not that bossy. And to be fair, you always were a handful to deal with. I guess I did learn to lighten up a little bit more as I got older. And I guess you mellowed a little with age. Man. When I think about everything we had to go through together, it's just crazy to think about. But I'll tell you what. It was all worth it to be with you. Oh, it's so cold in here, though. Did you leave the window open again? I know you do it on purpose, you know. Because you know I won't get up to close it until I'll cuddle you more. But you're warm and comfy, so it's fine. And I do this. Oh, what's this? Are my feet that cold? Aw, I'm sorry, baby. I just couldn't resist. Your legs are just so toasty. Hey, honey. I just wanted to thank you for keeping that promise to me. Aw, you're the best thing that's ever happened to me too, sweetie. I love you.